This is the World Adventurers Club. We invite you to a thrilling and stimulating diversion, to listen to intrepid and glittering soldiers of fortune recount the tales of perplexing phenomena. Adventurers, thrilling you with weird tales of strange people in strange lands.
Hauling, digging, working, hauling, working like an old gray mule. Oh, freedom, 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 freedom. Praise for freedom like a
gentlemen of the World Adventurers Club, meet a member who has traversed the four corners of the globe and has just returned from the strangest town in all Europe. But let him tell you, Mr. Nevins, the newsreel man.
Oh, good evening, Evan.
When did you get back?
Hello, fellas. I just got in. Haven't even washed up, but wanted to make this meeting.
Hope you got a good story for it.
Oh, I've got a pip this trip. And pay attention, men. I said men, because I got tangled up in a town where man doesn't rate so well.
Indeed? I thought man was the supreme being of the earth.
Well, when I get through with this tale, you'll agree that there's a strange town where man once reigned as king, but who now is really less than the dust.
And he stands for this? Sounds like a fairy tale. Why, since time began, the last word in any town were the men folks.
Well, in this particular town, he has neither the first nor the last word. And I don't mean maybe.
Well, let's draw up the chairs. I want to hear how and why the crown of man was knocked askew.
Me too, yeah.
Yes, I'd
well,
like to hear that.
Being just a newsreel man, I was able to penetrate the mysterious veil of death that hung over a town in Hungary called Titsikert.
You mean you had an actual experience there?
Oh, sure thing. The Cosmopolitan News Service wanted to get a few shots of the peasants of Titsikert on their festival day. At the end of the festivities, a bride and groom were paraded, and just as the couple reached the village square, the groom collapsed and died in the arms of the bride.
Mm-hmm. Was this the start of the elimination of man in Titsikert?
No, the finish. As the crowd passed on, ignoring the death of the young man, a village priest standing close to me spoke.
The death of that young man is the work of she-devils.
Oh, pardon me, Your Reverence, but I don't quite get you.
100th victim in the last 6 months. Soon there'll be no men left in the village of Titsikert.
Well, haven't you tipped off the police?
They came for Budapest, but found nothing except that death occurred among the men only.
Well, this is rather exciting. Maybe you might want to tell me more.
Look, the widowed bride is coming into the church. Come, let us follow. Perhaps you'd like to question her.
But this is so strange. I would like to sort of get the inside dope, if there is any. Maybe I could clear it all up.
Clear it all up? Oh, shh. Wait back here by the door.
Oh, she stopped crying now. Say, who's that old woman following her down the aisle?
She's the old she-devil of the village. Mrs. Soratke is her name. She sees us. She's coming this way.
Good father. Another death has come to us. A young man just married.
A blessing on those who have died. What brings you here?
To comfort the widow. To pray here with her. Poor child. I go.
It's a mystery to me that the good Lord does not strike that she-devil dead. I feel that she is the instigator of all the deaths.
Has she a husband?
No. He was the first to die.
Well, has she a son?
He died also in a violent spasm.
A female Borgia, perhaps. Any trace of poison in the bodies?
Autopsies proved nothing. No, it is horrible, horrible. Oh, why does not the deity send summon to us to end the slaughter of our men?
More women coming into church.
Yes, the old she-devil sent them in. Look, The widow is smiling. Why? Well, that doesn't seem right for one just bereaved, does it?
Well, I'm no detective, Father. Just the newsreel man. But I'll bet my last dollar that mob of women who have just come in are what might be called the Brigade of Death.
And that may be true. But what can be done? Everyone stands in awe of them. No one dares to raise his voice against them. Those that do are found dead.
Oh, I see. The men are possessed of a superstitious terror.
Here come more women, filing in to pray.
Yeah, I'll bet they're coming in to pray, but not for the soul of the dead man. Praying for a greater success in finishing off a few more.
Again, I ask, what can be done?
Well, let's go outside. I have a plan.
First, I'll have the church warden ring the Angelus bell. The sun is sinking.
Well, I'll wait out in the road.
Now, my son, what is your plan?
Father, just where does this Mrs. Soratke live?
Just across the road there, the little stone house.
Well, for goodness sake, what's that army of women doing, marching down the side road?
Peasant women returning from the fields. They work all day.
Where are all the men? Don't they work?
Not very much. It has always been the custom for the women to work in the fields.
Beasts of burden, eh?
Yes, the husband have sold off all the horses.
Say, look at that stream of women. Women, women, nothing but women.
Silent women. Once they were gay and laughing.
Silent women. That gives me a better idea.
When will it ever end? What is to be done?
Father, I'll meet you at your parish house tonight. I'll solve this riddle, or else I'll be one of the victims. I'll meet you tonight.
At 8 o'clock, just after Vespers. God bless you, my son. Come in. Come in, madam. Oh, what can I do for you?
I fooled you that time, Father.
Oh, upon my soul.
How do you like the makeup?
Why, you look just like a peasant woman. Why, you've shaved your mustache. Well, where did you get the clothes from?
Stole them at the inn where I'm stopping.
What do you intend to do now?
Take me over to Mrs. Soratke's house. Introduce me as a poor woman from the adjoining village, homeless, and leave the rest to me.
But what about your voice? Surely she'll know that you're not a woman when you speak.
Oh, I thought of that. Just tell her I'm unable to speak, been injured, you know, lost my voice. I'll let her do the talking. She'll do plenty of it.
It means death if you are discovered.
Well, I'll be on my guard. Let's go.
May heaven protect you. Let us go out this side door.
Ooh, it's dark and windy. Just the night for a murder.
Oh, do not jest. This is serious. Come, stay close to this hedge.
Hey, let's look in the window first.
She's alone. A fiend, probably hatching new deaths.
All right, Father. Knock on the door.
Bless you, my son.
Evening, Father. Come in.
Evening, Mrs. Soratke. I bring you an unfortunate woman, ill and homeless. Poor soul, she cannot speak. A note from the parish priest recommends her as being honest. She would sleep here tonight. She seeks work in the fields on the morrow.
Sit down, good woman. You are welcome. I'm glad to help one of my sisters. Good night, Father.
Good night, and good luck to you both. I'll stop in the morning.
Good night. Sit here by the fire, good woman. Do you hear well? But cannot speak, eh? Married, I suppose. Your husband beat you, eh? A brute like all the men, eh? Beat the voice out of your throat, eh? The men did that here in Tizakert, but we stopped them. The brutes with their drinking, spending the profits of our labors in the field. But we stopped them. They are paying for it all now. And you can stay here and watch the fun. You can join our band of avenging women. All the wine of the home here is poisoned. Something that I brew myself. As fast as the men, the hated men, drink, just so fast they die. Young or old, those that drink must die. For those that drink the wine become violent and beat us. When they are sober, they do not lick us. As long as they are sober, they are safe. Drunk, they are facing death. We fooled them. We fooled them. 100 have died here in Tizakirk. Drunkards are all doomed.
On and on the half-mad woman raved, far into the night. In the morning, the police from the city came, and she repeated her story when she learned who I was.
Was she hung?
Yes, along with many others.
Seems almost unbelievable.
Well, if you doubt it, just write to the commissioner of police at Hungary, and he'll tell you that they have erected in the museum there wax figures of the principals in this darkest poison mystery of all Europe.
Nivens, you have aroused a suspicion in me. I'm going to empty every drop of liquor I have at home into the sink. I'm taking no chances on the women in my family.
Me too.
Me too. I'm through drinking. Me for the water wagon.
Zigga, zigga, zig, beats a bony knuckle, rapping out a rhythm on a silent tune. Dancing master death with a hollow chuckle. Zigga, zigga, zig, fiddles in the gloom. Zigga, zigga, zig, zigga, 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 zig, ba, zigga, zig, ba, 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 ba.
The finger of death sends them all into silence. He stands all alone in the evening gray. And then, like a ray, he falls his mantle. And vanishes away.
And now the World Adventurers Club bids you au revoir. Not goodbye, as we will meet you here again at our next meeting when we transport you on another strange adventure in a strange land.